Welcome, everyone, here to Who's Gonna Win as we head into week number four on the program. We'll take a look back here at week number three and how we fared, and then get you set for our picks here this week in just a moment. We want to thank our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. Back with more on Who's Gonna Win here in just a moment.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Welcome back here to Who's Going to Win here as we head to week number four. The whole crew's here, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, Jim Field, and I'm Chris Parks. And, well, last week, guys, we stunk. We all pretty much stunk.
Jim was the only... Yeah, a bunch of limb picks came through, but it didn't help anybody.
Yeah. Jim's the only one that had a respectable week with a 5-3 record last week. Both myself and Matt were 4-4, and Doug was 3-5 last week. So overall, here's how we stand. I'm at 18-6. Jim's a game back at 17-7. Matt's a game back of that at 16-8. And then there's Doug, 14-10.
Has anyone ever finished under 500 on Who's Going to Win? It might be the year for me.
We'll have to go back through the records. I don't know. That would probably be a record, but we'll see. You got some time to bounce back here. It's still early on in the season. We head into week number four here, and before we do that, we'll take a look back and see how those games played out for us last week. It was Cam on the road at Stanton. Stanton got that one in a big way. 40-3 was the final there. That was a winner for Doug and myself, and Matt and Jim fell out on that one. Logan Magnolia went on the road to St. Albert's, and it was a 35-7 win for the Panthers. And, well, we were all wrong except Matt.
You're welcome.
Maybe, is that the first time you've ever had a Loma limb pick come
probably
through?
Right. Probably right.
A Loma limmer?
I figured that was the case. But he got that one. Audubon on the road at Griswold, and the Wheelers got it done. 60-22. We all had that one correct as the number one team in Class A stays that way this week. IKM Manning went on the road to Trainer, and they picked up a 21-7 win. IKM Manning gets the win, and that was another limb pick for Matt. So we were all wrong again on that one. We had another limb pick here, the next one, AHSTW. They got a big win over Clarinda on the road. 41-14 was the final there. Jim was the only one that had that one right.
Yeah, you guys just follow. Just put your heads down and run behind me. You'll be fine.
Shenandoah at Red Oak, and it was Shenandoah nipping that one. 14-13 was the final score, and Jim again out on the limb on that one.
Hey, did they move the extra points back in high school too?
They must have. Not sure how that one exactly went down, but Shenandoah hangs on for the win. I know Red Oak did have another chance late in that game, but couldn't come up with it. Creston was a 34-12 winner over Winterset as well. We all had that one correct. Creston a winner on the road. And then Glenwood beat Atlantic 56-6 on Friday. That was a winner for Jim and myself, and Matt and Doug lost that one out. And then, of course, we might have a problem down the road, too, because our tiebreaker last week was the Iowa-Iowa State game. It was Iowa winning, final score 31-17. And, well, Matt and Jim were the only two that picked Iowa. Matt had 51 total points. Jim had 45. Final was 48 points, so we decided nothing. I guess you guys will have to take each side of the Hoosman and see which side breaks biggest.
Yeah. Well, it won't matter by the end of the season anyway. So.
No, neither one of us will be in contention.
All right, so that's how it played out for us last week. We'll go ahead and dive into this week's picks as we have a couple of eight-man games here on the sheet this week to start things off. And the first one is, both of them are good ones. They're both undefeated matchups. Exira EHK on the road at Arweva for the first one. Jim was the best picker. Should we let him go first this time?
I don't know. That's unfamiliar territory for me.
We're going to do it.
Do I have to stand still on the perch, or will someone knock me up? I don't know how this works.
I don't know. We'll find out.
I'm never here in this position. It's kind of odd. Great matchup, actually. Xaira EHK, Arweva. You know, both undefeated. I think Arweva's played just a slightly more difficult schedule than has Xaira EHK, and it's at home. I'm going to go with Arweva, but the Coach Peterson angle really scares me there, because he always finds a way, even when it looks like maybe they're a little bit beat up and you know, injuries start to take their toll a little bit, and it just looks kind of like they don't have enough to maybe get there. He always seems to figure out a way, but I'm gonna go with Arweva at home. I just think this one's going to be a little tough on the road this week for the Spartans.
All right, so that's one for Arweva. Matt, how do you think this one's going to shake out?
Well, I'm going to go with the Coach Peterson edge, and I'm going to go with the Xaira EHK Spartans, even though it is on the road, and over the Rockets of Arweva. Never really had a great taste for them anyway. So.
All right. You eat Rockets?
A little bad history, man. Bad yeah. Blood. All right. Doug, what do you think?
Did the Twiners play the Rockets?
Yeah, always, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The old Boyer Valley Conference.
Oh, Boyer Valley Conference. Yes, absolutely. I think I agree with Mr. Mullinex there. I'm going to take the Spartans. Pretty balanced attack. Arweva definitely likes to throw the ball. They've got that passing offense. And it looks like they've got a pretty good junior quarterback there, and I think Jake Danner is his name. But I think the balance that the Spartans bring to the table will lead them to victory.
Yeah, that's one there again for the Spartans. And I thought kind of the same thing. I was impressed with Danner on the sheet with over 600 yards passing already this season. He's been pretty efficient, 7 touchdowns, just 1 interception. So been able to do some nice things. The history from last year, the Spartans got that one pretty good in that game last season, but there was a lot of scoring in that game, and I think you might see a little bit of that here again this time. The reason I'm going to give the Spartans an edge is because I like the way they play defense. I think they'll be able to get just enough stops to help them out here in this one, so I'm going to leave Jim out there with Arweva and take Xaira EHK.
Gee, I hate limb picks.
Yeah, they didn't go very well for you.
They didn't go well last week at all, did they?
Not at all. All right, another 8-man game here on our sheet. This one is another undefeated matchup, 3-0 Stanton on the road at 3-0 East Mills, and a little corner conference action down there. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I think I'm going to go with the road team here, Stanton. I like the way they played last week over Cam, a pretty solid victory. They seem to be coming together, gelling pretty good here, so why not? Picked them, went against them last week, so I'm going to go with them this week.
All right, so that's one for the Stanton Vikings. Doug?
I don't know. I'm going to take East Mills.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Because I'm going to pick every team that starts with an E, except I don't have any more E's on the rest of the picks this week.
You don't have an office in Stanton, so you're going with East Mills?
Yes, that's great.
All right, yeah, this is an interesting matchup. Josh Hopkins, a pretty good running back for East Mills. He's had over 500 yards already on the ground, averaging nearly 9 yards a clip and 8 touchdowns. And they just always seem to be a team that plays well. They've always got some kind of weird little quirk, whether that's throwing the ball a lot or finding someone special and making their team kind of mold to what they're good at. And they're pretty good at that over the years. Stanton was able to nip them in a high-scoring affair, kind of similar to that Xaira EHK Arweva matchup last season. And I think Stanton has just enough playmakers kind of across the board. They seem like they have a few more guys out there that can make an impact on the game. So I'm going to go with Stanton here in this one. But it could be a really good game. Jim?
It's kind of a neat district. The top 4 teams are all 3-0. Overall in the season, coming into this week's matchup. Of course, it's not going to stay that way, obviously. I don't go with East Mills. I look at this one as a toss-up, and when I flip the coin, I come up with take the home team, dummy. So that's what my coin actually says, take the home team, dummy. So I'm going to go with East Mills.
All right, we'll see if the Wolverines can hold it down there in Malvern in that one coming up here on Friday night. That's a couple of 8-man games here on our sheet. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back and give you some other picks from 11-man football on the way. Thanks again to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the ProAg difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back now here on Who's Gonna Win as we head into some 11-man football picks, and we start off with a very good one here in Class A. It's Logan Magnolia on the road at Audubon. Audubon, for the second straight week, is ranked number one in the AP poll in Class A. Can the Wheelers hang on to it, Doug?
Yeah, it's an impressive ranking for the Audubon there. You know, Loma, it looks like they're, you know, featuring the ground game, of course, and it looks like by their stats, at least, that they're spreading the ball around. They have four guys that have over 100 yards rushing already for the year. The thing I like about Audubon is they've got their featured back in Mulford. He's having a great year on the ground, but then they can throw the ball as well. So, you know, Loma will give him a tough test, but I'm going to take the Wheelers at home.
All right, that's one for Audubon. Yeah, I got the chance to see Audubon play last week in that game against Grizzled, and was impressed with the way that they can kind of keep things balanced. They keep you off guard. They've got a number of guys that can really impact the game very well. Mitchell Nelson had a terrific game for him last week on Friday night, so he's another threat in both running and catching the football. Tyler Reboff's been doing a great job at the quarterback position for him. He hasn't been super efficient, but enough for what they need to get things done. Logan Magnolia, though, I guess I was impressed with that win last week. They kind of bounced back, and Mr. Woolers does some nice things for them on the ground. But I think Audubon's pretty salty, so I'm going to take the Wheelers, especially being able to try to get this one at home.
Okay. Well, the other side of that coin that says take the home team dummy says take the number one ranked team dummy. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Audubon.
That's three for the Wheelers. Matt.
Well, this is another one in here where you got to give a little bit of the edge, I think, to a Coach Strait team. And Loma, you know, we thought after that first game this year that things were going to be bleak for them, but they bounced back last week and picked up a nice win. So, but even with that, I think you guys have said the Audubon's pretty tough. You've seen them, so I'm going to go with Audubon at home.
This is a dangerous one, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Loma's got some players back that they're kind of missing the first week or so and feeling healthy. So, yeah, it should be a good ball game.
You know, even in high school football, you just feel like, you know, you got a team that's they're playing well. They're hearing everybody talking about how great they are and stuff. At some point, you feel like they're going to have a flat night. You just hope it's not against a really good team, and they play one tonight.
Well, yeah, and it's one of those games that's stuck in their head, too, because they got thumped pretty good last year when they thought they had a good team against Logan Magnolia. So I think it's one that kids are going to be ready for, so we'll see how it goes. It should be interesting between that one. Next game here on our sheet is Underwood on the road at Southwest Valley in a Class 1A matchup. Underwood off to a terrific start to their season as they've climbed in the polls in Class 1A as well. And quarterback Nick Peterson has done a good job throwing for over 700 yards already this year. And he's only thrown one interception compared to 10 touchdowns, so pretty efficient there. Looks like Southwest Valley's got kind of a do-it-all player in Chance Cobb that does everything for him, both running and passing. But Underwood's pretty salty. I think the Eagles go on the road and get the win. Jim?
Yeah, Yeah, they're 3-0. They've played really well, and they haven't played a real easy schedule. They had some impressive outings there. Yeah, I'm going to go with Underwood as well. I don't see the road trip making much of a difference for them this week.
I'm going to go with Underwood as well. I think they've been obviously playing very well and a powerful team, and I like the way they've got a nice front five on defense and a fresh new guys come in on offense. So they're platooning well, and that goes a long ways in Class 1A.
So three for the Eagles. Doug, is it a sweep?
Well, you mentioned the dual threat quarterback Southwest Valley has, you know, putting up yards through the air and on the ground, but he also has 7 interceptions on the year, too. So the other thing that stood out to me was their game, their only victory was against Clarinda Academy, and they only won 15-0 first game of the year. So I'm going to take Underwood.
All right, that's a clean sweep for the Eagles. We will stay here in Class 1A. As Trainer is on the road at Missouri Valley. This one also has become a little bit more interesting here after last week. Jim.
Trainer on the road. I lost that coin that I had that said take the home team dummy. When I flipped it that last time, it bounced down the grate, so it's in the sewer somewhere. I couldn't find it, so I just decided to go with Trainer because I was really impressed with a couple of their outings here this year. Missouri Valley is getting to be a nice ball club, and it's not an easy road trip, but I just think Trainer's playing well after the last few weeks.
All right, that's one for Trainer. Matt?
Oh, I think I caught Jim's coin, so I'm going to go with Mo Valley, that home team.
Give it back.
I'm going to keep it for this game. I think they're going on the road. Last couple weeks have been at home for them. The St. Albert win. I might say a little bit of luck involved in there and scoring your entire points in a 30-second span. That's a lot of that's got to go your way. But they do have a good defense. But I was impressed with Missouri Valley even in one of their losses. I think they played a team. I think it was Loma, fairly close. So I think they're a pretty tough team as well. And going on the road and Trainer's coming, home they got that turf on the road. They got to play on the natural grass. Sometimes that can make a little bit of difference. So I'm going to go with the home team.
All right, that's one for Mo Valley. Doug.
Yeah, that artificial field definitely helps their passing attack. They've got a nice Trainer's passing attack. They've got a nice combination with their quarterback and then that Nolan Chapman at wide receiver. But Mo Valley can, I think maybe he's going to be able to control the ground game and keep the ball away from that passing game of Trainer. So, and then I also read something recently this week about Mo Valley lost a pretty big supporter there. There might be a little bit of sentimental attachment to this game as well. There was someone that did a lot of their stats and was very involved with their sporting teams there at Mo Valley. So this might have some emotional ties for Mo Valley as well. So I'm going to take the home team.
All right, that's two for Missouri Valley. And, I guess I was kind of on the fence on this one a little bit just because I do like what Trainer can do through the air. Nate Hill's had a good year at quarterback for him. But as Matt mentioned, Missouri Valley, that was pretty impressive in week one. They really hung with Logan Magnolia pretty tight there. We, of course, at that point didn't know kind of where each team stood, but it's looking more and more like, that was a pretty good effort there for Missouri Valley. Their running back, Justin Miller's had over 400 yards already on the ground, so that is a nice, impressive stat. And Trainer let me down last week, so I'm going to go with Missouri Valley. I'm going to go ahead and let Jim get the limb pick there that time with Trainer. All right, so that's
almost like getting the Harlem limb pick, isn't it? Nobody gets limb picks with Trainer.
It's an interesting one. We'll see how that plays out. We've got one more pick here for you before we take a quick break, and this is one in Class 3A. Our last three games are actually all in Class 3A and same district as well. There's some good matchups here this week. This one is a winner set going on the road at Glenwood here in our first 3A pick. Matt.
Well, I'm going to go with the home team here, Glenwood at home. Last Friday night they played awfully tough, both through the air on the ground, and I think they came out and made a statement. It wasn't necessarily directed at Atlantic, but I think it was directed entirely at the district, saying we're here, we're ready to play, and we're going to come after everybody, whether it's Harlan Creston and Dallas Center, and I think they're prepared to run through this district or make a run through it and see what they can do. So I'm going to go with Glenwood.
All right, that's one for the Rams. Doug.
Yeah, I was impressed by Glenwood as well. They certainly have a very talented quarterback. He can throw the ball and run the ball. They definitely had size on the line, very physical on defense as well. Winterset looks like they've got a couple running backs that have put up some yards this year. I don't know if that's because they're dual running backs or because one's injured and another one filled in for him. But Glenwood impressed me last week against Atlantic. I'm going to take him again.
All right, that's two for the Rams. And, yeah, with Winterset, I think that's kind of been the plan all year. Those two guys have really been running each game out for them so far. They like to keep it on the ground this season, it seems like. I was very impressed with Glenwood's win last week. I certainly thought it would be a little bit closer in a score than that. Colton Willarding had a terrific game. He's shaping up to be a pretty nice little quarterback there for Glenwood, and I think Matt's right. They're trying to prove that this year is a year that they can get up there and try to contend with some of those top dogs here in the district. Whether or not they get to the point where they can do that, we'll have to wait and see. This was a very close game last year. Glenwood eked it out, and I think Glenwood's going to get the win here again. It could be an interesting game, but I think the Rams have a nice little momentum run going right now.
Okay. Well, if you're going to have a little run to try to get toward the top, I guess this is the year to do it. It's the last year that you got four playoff teams coming out of your district, so you'll take advantage of that. I'm taking Winterset. I'm going to go on the road. I've seen Atlantic too many times go over to Winterset thinking that we were all that, and they just beat you down and beat you down, and they always seem to have good numbers. They always seem to come up with one guy who's a really good back and a really good linebacker for some reason. And they've played a way better schedule early in the season than Glenwood has. Yeah. Way better. And I granted they're 1-2, but you know, sometimes you're a little bit better tested that way. I think this is a decent time to go out on a limb pick if I get a chance. Glenwood, I think, is going to be tough to beat at home, but I'm going to give it a shot.
We're going to call you Limmy Jim.
Limb Jim.
Standing out there on a ledge.
Slipping to a Limb Jim.
Man on a ledge.
Oh, man. You and Randy Savage.
Three up.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go ahead and take a break and regroup here before we come back for our last couple of picks here on the sheet. We'll be back with more Who's Going to Win here in just a moment.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the ProAg difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishnavalli Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishnavalli Credit Union. The Nishnavalli Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishnavalli Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
And welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win. We head to our final two picks here this week, and we stay in Class 3A. And the first one we have here for you is a matchup of two rated teams here this week. It's Dallas Center Grimes on the road at Harlan. Doug, you get the first crack at this one.
The honor of this one. Huh? I was hoping not to get this one first. Hear what all you learned scholars had to say about it before I got to choose.
Somebody else in the room?
Yeah, not only scholars.
I saw some smart-looking people earlier. They ran out the door. But Dallas Center Grimes is 2-1. They lost that game 35-7, I think, to Pella. But Pella's, I think, a man among boys in 3A. I think they're a pretty talented squad. They are Dallas Center Grimes has a very talented quarterback themselves, rushing, passing threat there in Austin Claver. I don't know. Harlan just keeps surprising me every week, and they are at home. I think they're going to – I remember seeing Dallas Center Grimes last year, and, boy, they were a big squad. They had a lot of big kids, and very athletic looking, and I'm sure that they will make Harlan look small probably this week, but I'm going to take the Cyclones. I hate to say it.
Tried to talk yourself into it.
I tried to talk myself out of it. I'm going to take Harlan at home.
Yeah, this is tough. In the poll this week, not that the numbers really mean much, but Harlan's at 5 to Dallas Center Grimes at 9. But this is, I'm sure, one that Harlan remembers. Dallas Center Grimes got him good last year. 34-0 was the final there. And they do have the same quarterback in the backfield for him, Austin Claver, who's had a pretty good season so far. But like Doug said, Harlan's been surprising so far, and they've played well. That was another, I think, decent win for him last week against Lewis Central. They're doing things both on the ground and in the air here this year, so that I think they're a little bit more balanced than they have been the last couple of seasons. I've been picking against them, and it's been biting me. And now they're at home in a game that they maybe could lose. I'm going to go with I'll go with the mild upset. I'll go with Dallas Center Grimes here. I'm going to take DCG.
There goes my limb Jim. Pick. I thought I was getting another limb pick there.
So does that change your pick?
It might. No, I don't think so. I'm going to stay with Chris. I'm going to go with Dallas Center Grimes. I just think they're a bigger football team. I was really unimpressed last year with the way Harlan played. And you know, they've got a lot of the same kids back again, and sometimes having the same kids back from a rough team doesn't really make you a better team. But I don't know. They've gotten off okay this year, but I don't think their competition's been all that great. Dallas Center Grimes, even losing that game to Pella, that's a learning experience. I mean, that's a playoff atmosphere kind of game, and you know, they're going to walk in here to what they know is going to be another playoff atmosphere kind of game. I think they have that much experience going for them. I'm gonna try the Mustangs.
That's two for the Mustangs, one for the Cyclones. Matt.
Well, definitely the side of the ball that Harlan has obviously focused on is the defense, and they knew that that was the one side that they needed to shore things up and make sure they controlled that situation, and that way they got the ball back into the offense, and having a healthy Adam Jewell makes a big difference for him. I think it would have made a big difference for him last year as well. And then you got Tarney back there running the ball. They're just a tough ball club all around, have made improvements, and they took last season and have kind of ran with it and tried to make amends this year. But you got Dallas Center Grimes coming to town. They're, like Doug said, they're awfully tough, very big, physical. They know what's coming at them. They know what to expect, so it's not like Carlin's going to sneak up and surprise them. So I'm going with Dallas Center Grimes.
All right, so Doug gets the Harlan at home limb pick.
Hey, that's if I'm going to take a limb pick, I guess that's not too bad.
I don't think I've seen that one in 10 years.
All right, we got one more class 3A game left here on the sheet, and this is Atlantic on the road against ADM. Of course, a very tough loss for the Trojans last week against Glenwood, and ADM also a tough one last week. They played Dallas Center Grimes and lost in that one, a pretty large score as well. It was a close game last year. I get first crack here at this one, and it was interesting last year. I think both teams aren't really going to change a whole lot in their philosophies. ADM likes to do a lot of the short passing game. The thing that maybe jumps up and gets them is they have a tendency to turn the ball over a little bit. They've already done that quite a bit this season, throwing, I think, 5 interceptions is what they had down so far on the year. But at the same token, their quarterback, Frank Weiland, who's the same one from last year, he had a very good game against Atlantic last year and threw for 2 touchdown passes. The injury bug is just, it's getting the Trojans. They're already a little bit short on numbers, and it's not getting any better for them week to week here so far. So I think that's going to be something tough to overcome, and you're going on the road here again. I think ADM has a slight advantage here, so I'll take the Tigers.
Okay, yeah, my turn. I guess I'm going to go the same route. I really don't like that style of offense that they play for a high school team in 11-man. You see that kind of stuff a lot in 8-man, but that's predicated largely by numbers in the open field. But, you know, I've watched ADM, and you look at the statistics, you see all the turnovers, and it's really scary when you see that ball in the air all the time like that. But I just don't know that Atlantic, with the injuries that they've been suffering through this year, I just don't know that they have enough of the athletes they need out there to be able to take advantage of some of those things or turn some of those wacky plays into turnovers and things. I'd like to see it happen, but I'm just afraid the injury bug is balling up on them a little bit hard right now. So I'm going to go with ADM at home.
All right, that's two for the Tigers. Matt.
Yeah, I think, like you said, injuries are starting to mount a little bit. But I think they'll keep fighting through. You know, this week here, it's going to be a tough game, but it's another game that possibly on the schedule is going to be winnable for them. But you know, the one thing that ADM does have for them is they got their quarterback back. You've got some of the other players that have been back. You know, a few more seniors, leadership in there, and it's at home for ADM. I'm going to go with ADM. Go with the home team.
All right, that's three for ADM.
I gotta keep up with Jim here so I can get that trophy.
make that tie count.
So, yeah, that tie can happen.
Yeah, it's a bad situation that Atlantic's going through, as you mentioned, Chris, is the low numbers to start out with, and you know, and some talent up and down the roster, I think, but unfortunately, some of those kids have been injured, and you know, that puts the coach in a tough position, you know, and we've got quite a few younger kids playing, even several freshmen, you know, which is sort of unheard of for Atlantic, you know, except for the last few years. So, you know, they're physically at such a disadvantage. I think some of those young kids are very talented. I'm actually excited about, you know, the potential that they have in a year or two or three. But you put a 14-year-old kid who was just playing eighth grade football out there that weighs, you know, what he weighs, and no matter how talented he is, you know, I worry about how he can compete with some older kids. You know, and you just hope that there aren't any future injuries either. But I bleed black and gold. That's Trojan black and gold, not Hawkeye black and gold, Jim. But, well, I don't. In my mind, it isn't. So, I think Atlantic. You know, they've had some seen some good things out of the quarterback and have some talent there that can take advantage of some mistakes if ADM makes them. So I'm going to take the Trojans with an upset on the road.
All right, so that's one for Atlantic, and I think the tough thing too for what's happened to Atlantic, and not only. It's not like there's been a whole wide wealth of injuries, but there have been big injuries. You know, kids that can't play the rest of the season. You know, that's not stuff that you expect to happen. And it's been to a couple of key players. You know, they're players that are good athletes that you really would like to have out there on the field. So that's what's tough to take for them. But we'll see if they can continue to try to overcome and persevere a little bit here. And, this is definitely one that could be an interesting game here this week. So we'll see how it goes.
We got 5 limb picks on the sheet this week. Are you kidding me?
That's interesting. Something's going to shake up a little bit, we hope. We thought that last week, too. That didn't happen.
It balanced out.
Surely I couldn't go worse than 3-5 this week. Could I?
You know, I enjoyed being competitive while I was.
Well, that's going to wrap it up here for our picks here for week number 4. Of course, make sure you tune in next week once again. We'll pick 8 more games here for the week number 5 slate. We've got football coming up here shortly for you as we will have that Atlantic contest, Atlantic on the road at 8 a.m. Our pregame coverage coming up here at 6:30, and then we'll get underway with kickoff at 7 o'clock. Myself and Seth Christensen will be along to bring you the broadcast, so we hope you tune in for high school football here tonight. Thanks again to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. That's going to do it for Who's Going to Win here on KJAN.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products, with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.